Message number 985. I am preparing the world for my second coming, and many will hate me for this. Monday, December 9, 2013 at 16:15. My dearly beloved daughter, there is nothing which offends me more than those who know my teachings given to the world through my Father's book, but who interpret the Word of God to suit their own desires. Those who try to bully others and who torment them using my holy word commit a grave error. They do not use the gift of love to impart the truth. Instead, hatred, which is caused by the sin of pride, courses through their veins. Don't you know that my word is eternal? It is simple, so that all men, including those born with little intellect as well as those without any knowledge of me, can understand what it is I say to them. Why would I give one meaning of my word to one and then another to someone else? Through the command of my Father, I am preparing the world for my second coming, and many will hate me for this. Those of you who consider yourselves to be the elite, the chosen few, and the self-proclaimed prophets are not fit to wipe my feet, so full of hatred are you. Spurned by the spirit of evil and so proud, you are blind to the true voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can never fall upon your hardened, hate-filled souls, for you do not represent me. For those of you who understand the truth contained in the most holy book, the Bible, know that you must not abuse this great gift of knowledge. You must never take away from it or add to it. Nor must you try to create any new interpretations or meanings from it. I am preparing you all only because the majority of you would not accept my divine mercy otherwise. Were I not to prepare you properly, then you would not be ready. And yet, although I speak to you now, many of you insult me. When you do evil unto others, you will suffer greatly. Those of you who do evil unto others and then say that you do this in my name, know that you will never join me in paradise. When you reject the word of God, you will never accept the truth. So stubborn are you, so full of ego and self-righteousness, that you cannot feel the true love that can only come from me, Jesus Christ. Go away from me, I do not know you. You are not of me. The spirit of evil will convince many that my justice will be so merciful that all will be admitted into my new paradise. Soon every truth documented in the Gospels will be reviewed and will then be interpreted in a different light. Many will be deceived and many will not bother to prepare their souls, including those who do believe in my second coming. This false sense of security will be the greatest deceit devised in order to deny man his natural right to the kingdom of God. Where there is no reconciliation sought by man for the forgiveness of their sins, there can be no redemption in my eyes. My hand of justice will sweep down upon the human race. I will separate ungrateful souls, those who chose to idolize their false gods of gold and silver and worldly and proud leaders, from the meek and the humble. I will show mercy to all who beg me to shelter them, but those loud and voracious self-proclaimed prophets who will have denied me souls will never seek out my mercy, for their pride will serve only to separate them from me for eternity. Your Jesus.